we cannot deny the existence of a true God whom we know, whom we love, whom we serve, and whom we worship. But we cannot also deny that there are false gods whom we know and unfortunately the world worship. What I mean by false gods, the god of power, the god of wealth, the god of pleasure, the god of honor. I said, unfortunately, these false gods are being worshipped and served by the world today. And who seduce people, who allure people to worship this false god? You bet, the devil. It is the devil, the tempter, who seduce people. Remember that the description of Genesis for Satan, the devil, is he is cunning. Or in other words, he is so astute. The astuteness of the devil. We've heard the narration of Moses in the book of Genesis. The very first situation, or the situation of the first human beings, there was an affinity, a very good relationship. God gifted man with freedom. And through this freedom, love blossoms. There was complete happiness in the Garden of Eden, in the first stage of innocence before the fall. But there was this tempter, the devil, who because of envy tempted the first human being, Eve. And you know, the encounter, the dialogue between the devil and the woman. Who told you that you will not eat this tree of knowledge? You know, what was the issue here of the devil? He used what? Lying. He even presupposed that God was a liar. No, it's not true. Because when you eat this fruit, you will become like God. For you will know what is good and what is bad. That is the astuteness of the devil, using lie. That's why we won't wonder why lies are prevalent today. Because that is the work of the devil. Use lie. You lie. And what happened? Men fall into sin. Because who does not want to become like God? Again, the astuteness of the devil. You will become like God when you eat this fruit. The substance? Lie. Lie and lying. Liars. But what is the root of the temptation? What is the motivation, the purpose of the devil in tempting the first human being to be separated from God? If we try to analyze the dialogue, it is as if the devil said, no, disobey God. Do not serve God. Live independently from God. That is the essence of temptation. Do not obey God. Stay away from God. Man sin. Man fall. But you know, in the second reading, If man fall, God took the initiative in sending his son, Jesus Christ. St. Paul said in our second reading from the letter to the Romans, said, through one man, Adam and Eve, Adam, sin entered. Because of Adam's disobedience, sin and death entered. Because where there is sin, death would follow. And that only one man was affected by death. All die because of the transgression of one man. But thanks be to God, the image of the second man, Jesus Christ, if Adam's disobedience brought death, sin and death, Jesus, the second Adam, through his obedience, brought acquittal and life, brought righteousness to humanity. Through Jesus' obedience, if Adam was disobedient, Jesus, through his obedience, brought life and righteousness, acquittal. And this is exemplified even by Jesus in the gospel through his struggle with temptation. In Jesus' temptation, we are tempted. But in his triumph over temptation, we also gain victory. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He is not only a true God, but he is also a true man. And as a human being, he experienced tiredness and hunger. But you know, the devil is not only an astute creature, cunning, but he is also a great psychologist. You know why? And he uses psychology. Oh, you are hungry. There are many stones in the desert. If you are the Son of God, this is the proposition of the devil. If you are the Son of God, remember that this text, the gospel that we have just read, is a continuation of the baptism of Jesus. What happened when Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan? There was this voice which says, here is my beloved Son. Listen to him. The devil used that. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread, and your hunger will be satisfied. If you are the Son of God, if you have the spiritual power, Jesus can do that as God, but he did not give in to the temptation. Man, Jesus used the word of God. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Because a true Son of God is obedient to the Father. No, as if Jesus is saying, you cannot separate me from my Father. I cannot live independently from my Father. This is why I am here in this world, to do the will of the Father, to obey the Father. So, devil, do not tempt me. Do not persuade me. Do not allow me to live independently from my Father, because this is why I came here. The second temptation, at the parapet of the temple, make a show. If you're the Son of God, make a show. People will clap at you, will applaud you. But no, I cannot do that. The third temptation, I will give you all this kingdom if you worship me. In other words, the devil said, shift allegiance. And many people today, no? Have so many allegiances. Shift your allegiance. Worship me. And Jesus said, no way, Satan. No way, Satan. I will only serve my God, my Father. The pattern of temptation is the same, my dear brothers and sisters, for all of us. The devil wanted us to disobey God. The devil wanted us to be away from him, to live independently from him. That's why when we continue worshiping the false gods, which the devil is continuing to seduce us, to make us away from the true God, in order for us to serve the true God, the devil would present, hey, this is your God, the false gods. Worship him. Do away with the true God. You will have no life in him. Don't listen to the teaching of the church. Anyway, you can live without them. Temptation. But then, let us be discerning. And what is our best weapon in order to defeat temptation? Prayer, prayer, prayer.